about the relationship, the affiliation that Toronto has had with Orlando. I know that this will be the second year for you. Talk about your experience and how the Maple Leafs feel about the affiliation.
Well, we feel very strongly about it, I think, in terms of both its importance to our prospects and to our development model. It's extremely important. And the quality of the operation here with Joe and Jason and now Anthony and Chris Heller, it's been wonderful for us to work with. And now with Anthony here, last year we started, they had their staff in place, and obviously they elected as a management group here to make the coaching change and asked us to get involved. And we're just thrilled that Anthony's going to be here working with our players that are here developing with the Solar Bears. So it's very exciting for us. And the relationship and, I mean, how they operate things here is so important to us at the Maple Leafs. So we're very excited.
Are you planning to look into extending the affiliation past the next year when the contract runs out?
I think it's not, I think with everything that's happened with the Maple Leafs this spring, and then obviously with the Solar Bears going through their coaching search, and now we're talking about roster stuff, that it hasn't been something we've discussed yet, but it definitely will be something that we're going to probably talk about here as soon as things die down and get some time to focus on it properly. Definitely, from our end of it, something we want to have a discussion with Joe and Jason and Chris about, yes.
With your strong ties to junior hockey at Sault Ste. Marie and the OHL, talk about how much input and what the discussions were like, if you could characterize them, as far as the Orlando team being willing to go to the junior ranks to pull a head coach.
Well, I think when Jason and Joe flew up to Toronto, it was early in May, and they had wanted to do a review after their season ended here. They wanted to do a review of things and had told me that they were planning on making a change, and asked if we would like to be involved with the process. We said sure, and Jason then brought forth to, I gave him some names who I thought he should talk to that would be great candidates. He vice versa brought to me a list of people. Anthony was someone that was on both of our lists, and that made it relatively simple, and I started to do more background work on Anthony in addition to what I'd already seen from watching his teams play and what I knew about him as a person, and just came up with, it was all very, very positive, and the way that he developed players and so on and so forth was nothing negative at all about it. So it was pretty simple that way.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what were the aspects of Anthony that put him high on your list?
I think the way that his teams played in Youngstown, they played with energy, they played with pace, they played with skill, they tried to make plays, and that league is one where there is a lot of change of personnel all the time as well, with injury and players moving from one league to the next, and to see him be able to institute his system with as players were shuffling in and out of the lineup is very similar, I think, to how it is in the ECHL, and that to us was a very important thing when looking at him and evaluating him as a coach from my end of it, and also the way that he had developed players, not only on the ice but off. There's a number of some players that went there that there was always some question marks about. They left there with nothing but high praise in terms of their character as they went on to college. So we're very excited about all that. It's going to be fun to watch him work here in Orlando with the prospects here.
As far as prospects in the Leafs organization goes, how would you present an opportunity to join the Solar Bears to someone who's maybe been playing with the Marlies for a while?
Well, what we would do, for a while, it depends on how you characterize for a while. I think a good example last year was Tyler Biggs, who was with the Marlies for a year.
Right.
And then, coming in and evaluating it and just seeing where he was at and his progression. And I thought he was really struggling. And then he came down here and had, new fire just breathed into him and new life as a prospect, came back up with us, was an effective player for us, and then got injured, unfortunately, and then Pittsburgh wanted him as part of the trade. So that's me as a good example. It's a good place to start your career and get your career rolling, and it's a good place to get your career back on track if you've gotten off the rails a little bit. And now, especially with Anthony here, I think that discussion will be far easier. We've repeatedly said over and over that this is not a place of punishment. It's a place of development. We're not sending our players here solely if they've disappointed us. We want them to have a great season. Garrett Sparks, another excellent example. He was up and down his first year and then came here last year and had the best save percentage in the league and has established himself as an excellent prospect. So it's exciting.
You've talked about, or at least the organization has talked about, a kind of a change in philosophy as far as prospects and not pushing them, letting them develop in their own time and then moving them up. Talk about that and talk about how that might affect the number of players that may be here in Orlando from the Toronto organization, which I get the sense that, you know, that you're looking to maybe have more players than were here last year down.
I think for us, it runs twofold. So we don't want our players going up to the Leafs before they're ready, and we don't want them shuttling up and down. We want players being called up to the Leafs when they're young in their first 1 or 2 years of their entry-level contract, only if they've proven they can be a Leaf all the time. We don't want them going up and then coming down. We saw last year with Stu Hersey and Sam Carrick, you know, they go up and they come back down, and it really rattles the player's confidence. Even though it's a joyful experience to play your first NHL game and make the team or get recalled, you know, you play, you think you do well, then you get sent down. It really sets your psyche out of order a little bit, and I think that's on us to correct that. It's not on the players. We have to be the ones that are making sure that we're doing what's right by the players. So for us, if the players are developing longer with the Marlies, means the players that are starting here are going to be developing longer here. And that it's a whole chain effect, that, you know, domino effect that rolls down here. You know, we've got a lot of trust in Anthony's ability to develop, knowing that when a player is ready to come up to the Marlies, he's ready. And then subsequently with Sheldon Keefe with the Marlies, when they're going up to Mike Babcock, they're ready as well. So it's a three stages of development, even though there's many micro stages within those that are vital. But we're very happy and confident with the program we have in place now.
Do you see more prospects being placed here in Orlando to do that development?
I think we're going to utilize beyond our 50 contract list. We've shown greater affinity to sign players to American League contracts or American League ECHL two-way contracts, and not older players that we're just trying to get off the Solar Bears cap, but young players who have proven that they've had a chance to come and play and play well with us with the Marlies as well. So I assume that going into this year that, you know, we're working with Anthony and he knows a lot of players from his time in Youngstown, with our scouting staff, with Sheldon and everybody involved, trying to make sure that we're stocking our whole system with prospects, guys that are a little bit under the radar that we think have potential. We can get them on, you know, either on ECHL deals, ECHL, American League two-ways, or American League deals, and let them run from there, and not limit ourselves just to our 50 NHL contracts.
Now, I know that the Leafs organization has gone the way of hiring a lot of guys like yourself out of junior hockey. I mean, is it now to a point where junior hockey has become a place where you can find talent both on the ice and off the ice to be able to run organizations?
Well, I hope so. I mean, we'll find out here.
It's your year anniversary, right?
Yes. So yeah, we'll find out quickly. If we can't, then the hiring of junior might go on hiatus for a while. But, you know, I think there's a lot of in having the fortune of being able to come up in major junior hockey, and there's talented people everywhere. I mean, we had Norm Bazin from UMass Lowell, their head coach. He was a guest coach at our camp. There's so many great college hockey coaches and personnel and in junior hockey. And rather than just recycling people or, you know, bringing on people just from the American League or other people who've been assistant coaches as pros, I think that I'm a big believer that I like the head coach to have been a head coach previously. So in case when Sheldon Keefe came to us in the Sioux, he was a head coach, jumped right in. Anthony was head coach in Youngstown, Sheldon the head coach in the Sioux, and of course Mike has been the head coach in very successful stints in many places. So that to me is important, but we want to give new people opportunity and begin developing our own people, and Anthony falls under that mix. He'll be with us from our rookie tournament in London all the way through our Leafs camp, and then come down here probably early October and get to work here. But we're really about developing our own people now, and that's why we went to those lengths.
I'm good.
Great.
That's it.